Now for the environmental feature, where I talk about all things that have to do with the environment, we will talk to Mr. Greg Player, the founder of Cape Town Beach Cleanup and the director of Kirby Recycling. During the day, Greg runs his recycling initiative, which employs 20 people, and on the weekends, he hosts beach cleanups and fundraising events. He will be talking to us about both organizations and about the importance of keeping our beaches clean. Welcome to the show, Greg. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you guys all doing there in studio?
We're doing fine. It's just COVID-19 regulations. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can you please tell us more about yourself?
Okay, so I've been running Cape Town Beach Cleanup for about the last 10 years. I grew up in the Free State of all places and moved to Cape Town about 20 years ago, and just really loved going to the beach, whether it was for surfing or kiteboarding or swimming. And every time we went to the beach, we always saw, like as a group of friends, we always just saw how much litter there was on the beach, all different kinds of litter, but just the amount was always staggering every time we went to the beach. And we just, as a group of friends, decided we have to do something about this. We can't just leave it and let it go and hope that someone else is going to do about it. And I guess it's just from being out there and seeing what's happening and seeing the amount of litter on the beach is where the passion started to start the beach cleanup. So I've loved doing it for the last 10 years. And, you know, back then, I was planning to have a family. And for me, a big thing is, especially for not only my kids, but everyone else's kids. So when they're going down to the beach, it must be a nice, safe environment. So you know, looking after our planet, looking after the environment, and just making sure that it's safe for everyone to go to, kids and adults alike. So that's what I'm super passionate about, is just making sure that our beaches are kept beautiful.
Thank you. Now, can you please tell us more about the Cape Town Beach Cleanup and the work that you guys do?
Okay, so we run beach cleanups on the first Saturday of every month. As I mentioned, we started just a group of friends, and we called it Bloberg Beach Cleanup. And so we started having regular beach cleanups, and then a lady from Sea Point got hold of us and said, why aren't you having beach cleanups in Sea Point? So I said, okay, well, will you help us to run the cleanup in Sea Point? And she was like, yeah, that's great, except now we can't call it Bloberg Beach Cleanup because it's in Sea Point. So I thought for a couple of seconds, okay, well, cool, we'll call it Cape Town Beach Cleanup. And so our journey started with spreading our cleanups around Cape Town. We then expanded to places like Melkbosstrand, Hart Bay, Komiki, Musenberg, Gordons Bay, Strand, and now we do 11 beach cleanups on the first Saturday of every month. And the idea behind the beach cleanups is that it's just mobilizing people from the community to come out, enjoy the beach, have a fun time out, bring their friends and families and pets, dogs, come down and enjoy our beautiful beach. That's the main thing. But then also to pick up litter as they go along to make sure that you know, the beaches are kept clean. So that's where we started off with Cape Town Beach Cleanup and what we're doing at the moment. We have a Facebook page, which is Cape Town Beach Cleanup. And yeah, so we host these regular cleanups, and then we also invite, we open up our cleanups to corporates, companies, as well as schools. So now at the end of the year, when the kids are kind of in lingo after their exams and they've got some few hours, this past Friday we had a school come down to a beach just outside of Melkbos Strand where a whole bunch of plastic had washed up, and they did a beach cleanup. So it's really for anyone and kids of all ages, primary school, pre-primary school, primary school, and high school, and we just facilitate the cleanup, make sure that people are getting there, they've got the bags, got the gloves, and then we do the cleanup.
How does this initiative uplift the community?
So I think in two ways, it just gives people the opportunity to do something. Capetonians are incredibly generous, and they enjoy doing things. We're very proud of our mountain being one of the seven heritage sites of the world, and just the beauty that Cape Town has to offer. But unfortunately, there is a lot of litter that happens in different areas. It can be on the mountain, in rivers, and we focus our cleanups primarily on the beaches. So it's really just opening up and giving people an opportunity to do that beach cleanup. So to be able to volunteer and be generous with their time. And then, of course, there's the obvious benefit of keeping the beach clean. So this morning we had a fundraiser beach event, and there was a whole bunch of broken glass. Someone had broken a beer bottle on the beach, and of course you're actually not allowed to drink alcohol on the beaches in the Western Cape, but you know, imagine now a kid getting there super excited to be on the beach, beautiful day outside, kid runs on the beach and slices their foot open on a piece of glass. So you know, the environmental benefit as well is for plastic that washes up into the ocean, where animals are confusing that for food. They see something floating and they think it's a jellyfish or something like that. It could be a piece of string that gets wrapped around a seal's neck. So it's also important for us to keep litter and plastic out of our oceans and off our beaches. So I think that's the two most important benefits for the community. It's just giving them the opportunity to do something and then keeping our environment and planet nice and clean.
Can you please tell us more about Kirby Recycling?
Okay, so Kirby Recycling started kind of as a side project with our beach cleanups, kind of sticking with the environmental theme. And one of the main issues that we had back then when we started up was there were not many recycling initiatives happening in the areas that we were living in. And so we started it up as a way to employ people, to give them the opportunity to learn about how recycling work, and to be able to work in this industry, and as well as financial sustainability for us as a nonprofit organization. So what we did was we expanded in a couple of neighborhoods, and we charge people a small fee to collect their recycling. The reason why we charge that is obviously we need to pay people to do the collections and the sorting of the materials, as well as the obvious logistical costs of going around to collect it. And in so doing, we then partnered with a couple of schools as well, just to help and educate and teach kids about it, because they're our future. And this is really the main reason why we do most of these projects, is for these kids, as they get older, that they're taking these values with them as they move into their own apartments and university, and they start their own lives as adults. And then they know, like, okay, they know about this thing called recycling and the importance and the value of it, and they will carry on with that tradition. And in so doing, without even knowing it, they're looking after the environment, because all of the materials that they are recycling is being diverted away from landfill. So Kirby Recycling is really to help people to take part in recycling, so that they, from their houses, are helping the environment. And then as well, with the fees that are generated from that, we are able to employ a team of people to help and facilitate that process.
Why do you think that recycling is important?
I think the main thing about recycling, the two main important things about recycling is you've got these materials that have been made, whether it's tin or aluminium or paper or plastic or glass, your long life milk containers, which is called Tetra Pak. You've got all of these things that have been made out of materials that's perfectly reusable. The alternative of recycling is obviously not recycling. And if you're not recycling and you're still buying all of these materials, you're not recycling, it's going to go to landfill. Unless, of course, you can reuse some items, but that comes with its challenges in itself. So you're taking all these materials. That's one of the main things about recycling. You're taking these materials, and instead of sending it to landfill, which is just clogging up the environment and blowing around and taking years and years and years and years to decompose, you're sending that to recyclers like myself and other recyclers, and it then goes back to factories where plastic bottles or your plastic materials are melted back down again and made into perfectly reusable items like t-shirts. You can make t-shirts out of plastic bottles, filling for pillows, etc. Glass gets melted down and gets made back into glass. Paper gets broken down and gets made back into paper. The same thing with metal. So you're reusing, through the recycling process, you're reusing these products, and you're then also taking away from having to make more plastic, make more glass when you've already got these items that you are using. So that's the one main benefit. And then, of course, it's the job creation that goes along with that, to getting people to manage the process. And then also, you know, as part of the people side of things is educating kids on what happens with recycling. A lot of kids don't know. They've heard about recycling, but they're not sure exactly how it works. So as part of taking part in recycling, actually doing recycling, you're now learning more and more about recycling and the benefits of recycling.
Thank you for that. Do you have any words of encouragement for the children listening about keeping our environment safe?
Yeah, you know, I just like to encourage guys to join a beach cleanup. We've got a Facebook page, which is Cape Town Beach Cleanup. Come and see where and when we're having our beach cleanups and join us at a beach cleanup. Or be bold enough and start your own beach cleanup up. It's super easy to do, and it's super fun to do. You just tell a group of friends, take a plastic bag down to the beach and say, okay, we're going down to the beach for the day. Let's fill up a bag of plastic. Make sure that the beach is kept nice and clean. And then we just enjoy the day at the beach. Spend some time at a tidal pool. Join a life-saving club, etc. So you know, we live in such a beautiful country that has such amazing places and beautiful beaches. And just to encourage people, let's look after our environment. Let's make sure that the beaches are kept nice and clean. Let's make sure that the oceans are kept free from plastic, so that our future generations can just keep on enjoying these same beautiful places that we've got. So really, like, and it doesn't matter what age you are. You can be 6 years old or you can be 86 years old. As long as you can walk, grab a bag with your friends, with your family, have a great time and do something great for the environment and the community that you're living in.
Thank you for the interview.